What would you say you do here?
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
There are no more shenanigans, no more tomfoolery, no more ballyhoo.
So that was, what is it called? ASOS?
AWOS. I'll tell you what else is missing. Our great fucking recording. That's what's missing.
We had a real, what would you call that? A cluster fuck event on Saturday, last Saturday. We tried to record, did record. Not really.
We were about to take a break, and it was a pretty good, we thought it was a good one.
About 26 minutes of me having to deal with the bank. And intrusive people at the bank. And then all of a sudden the power flickered. Then came on.
And it kind of came back on.
And then went off completely and was off for several hours.
Oh, that's interesting. And then my phone, I got a text. You remember that? Not too much longer after that. A former employee of mine texted and said,
yeah,
and hey, is that smoke coming from your hangar?
Yes.
And I went, what the fuck?
Yeah, for your yard. Is that from, it looks like it's from your yard. From your yard.
Yard? Okay, but yard? I said, what the hell? I said, that's Steve, a foreign employee. Now, he's working, he was working at ISCO.
What was the gust? Did it make it to 65 miles an hour?
It was like 50-something. I would guess. Well, I know Vegas, don't know what it was exactly.
Vegas at 68, gusts of 68 miles per hour on the strip.
Right.
Like, shit was bad. Like, there were lawn chairs blown off of rooftop pools that injured several people.
Blowing stiletto heels off of hookers.
Yeah, no shit. And blowing all the trash all over the place. We had high winds here in Kingman, and it was terrible. I mean, our recording was going to sound awful. Like coming to you live from a chopper, because it was like, bop, 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 constantly. Right. And then power went out. And they got that text.
The
reason we went downstairs and went outside was to you wanted to go check on your plane,
because if it was
chained down,
tied down properly,
yeah, make sure it's not three counties over.
Yeah,
and
then we poked our head outside
and saw smoke, and then
it was like right over there. Just
yeah,
right over there. I'm pointing. People can see on the television.
I had a terrifying thing happen. This is not something that has ever happened to me before, because I've had to call 911 multiple times in my life. You know, I think the first time I called, I was probably like 14. So I called 911, and it took 12 rings before they answered.
Yeah, you kept telling me that. I'm going, what the fuck?
I guess nobody's home at 911.
Or maybe other people were calling about the fire.
I'm sure it just had to do with the weather. It had to do with all the wind.
Yeah.
And I know that I have inside information on our 911 call center here locally that is incredibly short staffed. So, and so we saw smoke, like gray smoke. I called it in and told them what was going on, and also that there's a power outage out at the airport. I'm sure that this fire was probably started due to some sort of electrical issue. Then we walked out back of the hangar and we're like, oh shit, that's fire.
Field's on fire.
The field behind your hangar is on fire. Not directly behind, but across the street. It was on fire.
And then we're down power lines.
Yeah, there's
there
definitely.
You go.
Yeah, and then, there it is. The source of the fire and the lack of electricity, and it was all over the airport. That's what you heard was the AWOS,
Automated Weather Observation Service or system or whatever.
Which you can, you know, anybody can call in and get, the current at that moment weather. And that's why everything was on there that was missing. I'm shocked that the actual machine picked up.
Yeah, so that's obviously got some kind of, a battery backup.
Yeah.
But the data itself doesn't.
Can we also talk about the fact that there is no battery backup for the electric gates?
Yeah, so here's what happens when you're stupid or you just don't remember when you're used to everything. Like, if, for example, if you know you had a big, like, a water main break in your neighborhood, and you know that, But still, you go wash your hands, or you try to.
You try to wash your hands, or flush the toilet and go, oh, damn it, it's not filling up.
Right. It takes a while to realize you don't have that.
Yeah. Or if you're a dumbass and don't pay attention and get your water shut off.
Right.
You know, that kind of stuff. And then you forget, oh, that's right, I'm a dummy and I don't have water in my house right now.
So we hopped in the truck out here, in my truck, and we're going to go check out, you know, the fire as well as my plane situation. And we, of course, roll up to the gate. You didn't say anything either. I didn't say.
Neither one of us.
Roll up to the gate, expecting it to open.
That did not happen.
It's not going to open, so we're not going to go out that gate.
And could not find another way around, because we looked later on so that I could leave, because I had shit to do.
There were a couple other vehicles that were driving around, too, that were inside the fence, and they couldn't leave.
I was trapped at the Kingman Airport for 3 hours.
But then we thought, oh, wait a minute, because I've got my own gate back here now because of the construction going on. So, oh, we'll just go through the gate back there. And
nope.
They went, God, we can't, because this is boring, everybody, but there's just so much construction going on. They blocked any entrance to go around from the one side of the hangar to the back. And then I thought, wait a minute. Well, if you really got to get out of here, Joe, you can drive through the hangar and go to the back where the gate is. And it took another little moment to go, no, can't do that because it's electricity that opened up the big door of the hangar.
Yes.
And it took about eight times. You get hit by a 2x4 enough times, and you'll finally figure it out.
Oh, you know what? That actually hurts.
Guess what? We don't have any electricity at all. We got to get out of that mode.
It was so ridiculous.
We'll just be here.
And all I could do is just laugh about it.
It's 2 hours.
Because it was laughable. Yeah, it was about 2 hours. Yeah.
And the worst part, we thought, was that we lost our, which we did.
We lost the recording. Almost 30 minutes worth of recording that we lost because of the way our mixing board saves data.
Yeah, it doesn't throw it to the card.
It doesn't throw it to the card
away.
On the fly. It is doing that right now. It's recording, but it's not. It saves in chunks, and it.
So was any of it saved at all?
None of it.
So the chunk is longer than 20 minutes because we were talking for 25 or 30 minutes or so. And
it saves on the fly. I can't remember what that's called. It's not directly writing. It's like a buffered type of writing.
Okay, so if you were to go for an hour, would it save any at that point?
No.
You have to turn it off like you do. Like when
I have
you
to stop
it. Pause.
When I actually hit stop.
It stops.
It stops
and it
recording
it.
And it saves it. Yeah. There's also this fact of the matter is it was in the middle of a cycle because it wasn't, there was no proper shutdown.
Oh.
Because the power went out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we lost all that, which is, that's fine. It was just
so that would be, that's
ranting.
A little tiny feature. They could probably, someone that knew what they were doing, or they could fix that.
A newer mixing board that costs more money would do that.
Right, but they should just say, okay, if the power goes, we should have a kick mode to where it stops.
Right.
Like it normally does, or thinks it does.
This may even have a battery backup. There might be a spot to put in like a 9-volt battery in there, and I've just never thought about it.
Yeah.
Anyway, we
were disappointed though because we kind of carved out some time, and we thought it was a good recording, and then we lost the whole thing, and then we couldn't leave, and then
yeah, no shit.
I was like, worse.
And I had told somebody I was going to be at their house around 3:15, 3:30. I did not get there until like 5:30 or 6, something like that. Which it's not that big of a deal. It wasn't like it was a doctor's appointment. I wasn't meeting with my probation officer, but still, it's like, wow, electricity. Or lack thereof is rather inconvenient. And I was trapped at the airport, which multiple people found to be hilarious.
And then I thought...
Myself included, actually.
And I thought, I'm not sure, how come they don't just do airdrops like we're doing with Gaza right now? And
right.
The Israeli Hamas conflict.
And we were. I was trying to get a friend of mine to bring us margaritas.
And that didn't work.
That also did not work.
Yeah. But it also made me think, speaking of battery backup, because I thought about this years ago. I thought, you know, if I have a situation here where there's a power outage, and for whatever reason, like I have to get that big door open, I can't do
it.
You can't do it right now.
Yeah, there's really no way to do it.
No.
Or not. I wouldn't worry about getting it open. I would worry about getting it shut.
Yeah.
Because imagine you had, like, somebody absolutely had to pick up their plane the other day.
Mm-hmm.
There was physically no way to do it.
No.
If it was the plane was going to be stuck in here, whoop, sorry.
And it's theoretically possible for a customer to fly in or have someone else fly them in from a distance and to pick up their airplane and then fly back.
Right.
And then, oops, sorry,
yep.
I fooled you.
Yeah. And then imagine that it's open because it's let's say it's monsoon season, but it's cloud cover. It's kind of humid, and you want some airflow in here.
Mm.
Well, then a nasty storm comes in, starts blowing dust and shit all over the place.
Power goes out.
Power goes out, and you can't close your door.
Yeah. That would be bad.
That would suck.
So
that would be a lot of cleanup.
So I got to think about that.
Yeah,
I got to talk to somebody about.
You got a door guy.
I got a guy.
I might have a door guy.
I got an electrical guy.
You got an electrical guy.
I'm not sure he's a battery guy, but you know.
I'm sure he can figure out batteries.
I hope he's
a battery guy.
So that's what we're at with our.
Is he a Tesla guy? He's a Tesla guy.
He's actually a hybrid guy.
He's a hybrid guy.
Yeah.
Oh wait, is that like one of them trans like people are talking about?
He might be.
Is he a hybrid guy?
He's a hybrid. How come they call it a hybrid?
What do you identify
he's a hybrid.
As? Are you a he, him, they, them?
I just
she, her.
A hybrid.
He's like I'm a hybrid. I identify
that'd be
as
part of the next letter in the
oh my god
LBGH
LGBTQIH. What's the H for? Hybrid. What? Identify as a Prius. We were wandering into Shane Gillis territory. Did you see any of the Shane Gillis Saturday Night Live stuff? Have you kept up on any of this drama?
No, I have not.
So, you know who Shane Gillis is.
Oh, yeah,
like,
he's
you're
like
familiar
a conservative comedian.
He's not a conservative comedian at
oh,
all.
All right.
At all.
Okay, got that
he
wrong.
He gets painted as that.
Oh, okay.
Because
that's
he
what
says,
I thought. Okay,
he says positive things about Trump.
Okay.
But what he says them in a way. What is he? He said, "You know, I'm a white guy in my 40s, which means I'm an early onset Republican. I'm really hoping there's medication to prevent it from going any further." But he says positive things about Trump, like he makes comedy so easy. I don't know why like everybody's not doing it. Like he just makes it so easy.
Right.
He's like,
well, a lot of people are doing it.
He's like, I'm not really political on anything because my political beliefs are so all over the map that you can't put many into a category. But if I am pro Trump, if nothing else, then because he gives me unending amounts of material.
Right.
But he was kicked off of he was on SNL several years ago, and they fired him.
Do you know what the exact reason
very,
was?
Yeah, because he had problematic tweets that kind of were dredged up from years before.
Okay.
And it's jokes. He's a comedian.
Right.
And we've seen this before. They tried to do that with Dave Chappelle. They did do it with Kevin Hart. Remember, he was supposed to host the Oscars,
oh,
and they were like,
yeah,
nope, you can't do that because
it had to do with his dollhouse or something.
Yeah, it had to do
the
with his son being queer.
If he were
and
gay,
playing,
he'd buy him
like,
a dollhouse, and then he would smash it or something.
Yeah,
he'd
buy him a dollhouse just to smash it right in front of him. And he was joking.
Right.
He's not really like that, but they took it completely and totally out of context.
Yeah.
You know, the woke warriors.
This is where that's gone to. You know, this is what's pissed off people that probably wouldn't be quite so rabidly right is all that nonsense.
Yeah, pushed them further into further toward that, which is it really is. Like, it's comedy, it's satire, it's you not getting the joke because you're being too much of a sissy la-la.
Right.
Like, the period, end of story.
Right.
So he was kicked off SNL, and then he just kind of got bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And
so
then
he was a cast member of SNL?
Yeah, he was a cast member, very briefly.
That's why I don't know is that he was on there.
And he was asked to host 2 weekends ago.
And people were pissed off about it.
People were kind of pissed about it, but also, like, he didn't sanitize his stand-up material when he did. You know, a lot of people will write their own, you know, especially comedians, will write their own monologue.
Mm-hmm.
But some of them will write new stuff peppered with stuff from their own act.
Right.
Well, Shane Gillis doesn't have anything in his act that is appropriate for NBC. Right? It really isn't.
Yeah.
That didn't stop him, because that's what his main monologue was. And there were just so many, like, he got very few laughs, but I was laughing hysterically watching his monologue. It was funny as hell. Oh, hell. He's also the guy that tends to offend people because they don't understand where he's coming from on things. And I get that because I've been subject to that before.
Were the skits very funny that he
was
doing?
Yeah, they're fucking hilarious.
Or were people laughing at the skits?
Yeah.
Okay, but the monologue they weren't laughing at.
The monologue they didn't laugh at because they just didn't get it. They didn't
get.
They did the same thing to Louis C.K. like a year ago.
Yeah.
When he did his opening monologue, which was just, he just murdered it. It was so good.
Mm-hmm.
He did such a good job. And, but then he was funny in the sketches. If you're surrounded by funny people and you are yourself somewhat funny in some way, they can prop you up.
Right.
Especially when they have comedy writers that write sketches.
Right.
But yeah.
Like a lot of the people that are there, they're musical guests and stuff, they don't write their monologue.
Fuck
they have
no.
All the writers do it
for the
them.
Most part. None of them do. Yeah.
Right.
But he even talked about it in his monologue a bit from his most recent stand-up special that I think is brilliant. I played for my mom. And, you know, my mom worked with folks with developmental disabilities for, like, 30 years.
Right.
Right? way before woke anything was the thing and before there was a national conversation about political correctness, the R word, as in retard or retarded, was never, ever spoken in our fucking house, ever.
Right.
And my mom would never hesitate to slap the shit out of somebody, one of the neighbor kids, if they did, you know, call somebody that, use it in a bad context. So,
we used
like,
all the time as kids, not really thinking
about
it.
Me too, yeah, and never really thinking about it. Yeah. And until I met people that it's referencing, I'm like, oh shit, that's not right.
Right.
And it's disparaging. It displaces people. It puts them down.
Well,
it teaches people of that they're a lower class.
I'm a little older than you, but that was the normal term that they were called.
Correct.
Like not even in derogatory fashion.
Oh no. There's a whole hierarchy to it. There, and it's all based off of mental functionality. That's where idiot, moron, retarded, mentally retarded
it actually came from.
Mentally retarded was up until probably like 20 years ago. Was part of like is it IDM, International Diagnostics Manual? I think that's what it is. IDM. There's codes for any kind of medical, whether medical or psychological illness, so to speak.
Okay.
There's different codes for it. ICD, okay. ICD-9 is the newest one. But that was retarded was just a way you would say someone whose IQ function is between this and this, and then a moron is this and this, and an idiot is this and this, and so on and so forth. Like that's where those terms come from. Now, moron and idiot are things that are so old and so dated that I don't think there's anybody alive that would have been classified medically acceptably in an acceptable fashion clinically by those
or
those designations.
Or would even really know where those definitions came from, really.
And they're old. They're very old. They're 150-year-old
idiotic is just a stupid thing if you're being idiotic or something.
No, saying someone's idiotic is like saying that person's autistic. It's this.
Right.
It's a clinical definition.
Well, I know what you're saying, but
or geriatric
person says, oh, they're just being idiotic.
They're being idiotic. They're being retarded.
Right.
Right. And these are clinical terms that are they're just old-timey terms. Very, very old. Mm-hmm. It's like saying sugar sickness. Sugar sickness was diabetes.
Oh, that was even.
It's a dated. They just didn't have a term. They just didn't have a term for it. You know, how doctors used to test for diabetes for sugar sickness.
I have no idea.
Taste the pee.
They would actually taste your
absolutely
pee?
If it was sweet. They knew that they're like, you need to cut back on your sugar. You have diabetes. You have this, da, 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 and that's how they used to test it. Yeah.
Wow.
No shit.
But now they have the strips.
Yeah. Now they have strips, which do the exact same thing.
Yeah. Interesting.
With a little more accuracy. Anyhow, so like Shane Gillis has this bit where he talks, he goes, I have an aunt and I have a cousin and they both have Down syndrome. And if you feel like you need to feel sorry for those folks, you shouldn't, because they are the happiest people on earth. They're the nicest, most calm, chill people on earth, and they really are. And but every once in a while, like you don't get it like a full... You don't get a full branch on the chromosome, if you know what I mean. Like me, look at me. Obviously, I didn't dodge that bullet, but it definitely grazed me.
That's part of his stand-up?
That's part of his stand-up. He did that on SNL and to, like, crickets and two or three people chuckling.
Right.
That is such great social commentary. More on the people who didn't laugh that are pretending to be offended by it.
Right. Because that's what it is. They go, oh, I guess I can't laugh because people can think I'm going to... fucking insensitive prick if I laugh.
And he's like, I worked with folks with disabilities for years when I was younger. Years. And I've been around them my entire life because my mom's sister has Down syndrome.
Right.
And like, if you want to go out on the town with a group of dudes and just have a really great time, take a bunch of folks with Down syndrome. Mm-hmm. Or he said, take a bunch of Downies with you.
Downies. Okay. It's what he said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh my God, why would he say that? It's like whitewashing the fact that this whole sector of the population exists and then pretending that they aren't the majority of them high enough functioning to know that they're different.
Mm-hmm.
These are not people that are sitting somewhere in a chair drooling.
Right, right.
Or in an institution, which basically doesn't exist anymore. These are people that have jobs, people that have gone to college. They are, but they're different. They're just not 100% functioning like quote unquote average people or normal people.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't get that about Shane Gillis. They're just so quick to dismiss him. Especially when he says shit like, You're like, yeah, you know, I love Trump. I really do love Trump, not as a president or as a politician or as a human being. I love him because he provides me with so much material.
Right.
I can't keep up. I could write a new stand-up special, a 45-minute special every week just on his material. But, I mean, who wants to do that?
Right.
That means I have to watch him on TV. But anyway, the Shane Gillis thing, I don't know why I brought that up, but the Shane Gillis thing cracked me up.
I'm going to have to watch the monologue.
You least. Should.
Yeah.
You should. And especially considering that, I mean, and watch his special. It's on Netflix. He's got a couple specials on Netflix, okay. But check it out. He's pretty fucking
Speaking
funny.
Of comedians, though, have you seen this? This guy's getting a lot of press right now. I don't. You probably know his name because you're pretty good with that kind of stuff. There's a guy that's doing impersonations or like rapid fire, like political people and actors, and like it's one of these, like, and he's pretty good. And he's been in Australia for a while doing the comedy circuit there, and then he was on other talk shows and the, like, morning shows and stuff. I can't remember the guy's name.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
I bet if we were to Google that during, if we even have a break, because you and I are tired as hell.
Yes.
Right now. We will before you leave here, we'll check it out.
Yeah.
It's and the guy does, you know, he does a pretty good Trump, he does a pretty good Biden, he does political, but he has also non-political stuff too. And almost every one of them is nailed down pretty good.
Yeah.
And anyway, so I just thought of that when you're talking about comedian Saturday Night Live, and this guy's kind of hot at the moment. He won't be hot that long probably, but he's, because how long can you do that? If that's your shtick, you just rapidly fire off 20 impersonations.
You'd be surprised. I mean, the dude with the fucking puppets has been in Vegas for like 20 years.
That's true. Is he still doing his thing?
I think so. God.
That one old man puppet that looks like Joe Biden. That's hilarious.
No, not that guy.
Oh, not that guy.
That guy's fucking hilarious. Yeah. No, I love that guy. He's one of the only, what are they called? Velociraptors. No, they're something like that. They're ventriloquists.
Velociraptors.
That wasn't a joke, folks. I could not think of the word ventriloquist.
You're serious about that?
I said velociraptor.
Could you hit the pause button just real quick? Just real quick.
What are we pausing?
Just pause. Just
okay,
real quick.
Okay, we'll be right back. That lasted all of 18 seconds.
Yeah. Does velociraptor have the same number of syllables as ventriloquist?
Ventriloquist. Yeah.
Velociraptor's got more. One more, it sounds like.
Velociraptor, yeah. Anyway.
Velociraptor.
No, I can't think. It's the guy that had like the, he had like the terrorist dude that had like a bomb strapped to his chest as a puppet, and he had another. He had a bunch of different characters.
That's the guy that, the old guy looks like Joe Biden.
No, it is a different guy. That guy is a blue, the guy you're thinking of, that it actually looks more like Mr. Magoo, but he does kind of look like, he looks like Joe Biden. But he's like, hey, fucking, this fucking guy, like, he has that one dummy that he uses, and he's real blue. Like, he said, he cusses a lot. He was in the Aristocrats documentary that you and I both love. Get to the fucking point. Like, he's always saying that to the guy, like his,
I think it's a different guy.
The other guy I'm talking about does lame shit.
Like what?
I don't know, man. He's got like a black dude, and it's like all these fucking stereotypes. It's a black dude, and then there's like a terrorist guy who's like,
The guy I'm thinking about also has a terrorist guy, I thought.
I think you're putting the two together.
I'm conflating them.
Because they're conflating them. The guy that has the puppet that looks like Biden is not the guy that I'm talking about.
Okay.
Got it.
But you said, oh, the guy looks like Biden, sort of. No, this guy kind of looks almost exactly like Joe Biden.
Yes.
Pretty sure about that. Anyway.
Anyway.
Why are we talking about velociraptors?
I don't know. I don't remember why.
Okay.
You were like, I don't know how you... You said you don't know how you could make a career out of doing impersonations, but people have.
Oh, I got you. Yeah.
Yeah. They figured out a way to do it. Shout out to Ed Mann. Today is his birthday.
Oh,
It is. I don't remember how old he is. He might be.
I would have no idea.
He's 40 something.
There was a picture though I found of a a black and white old timey picture. I think I posted that on Facebook a while back.
Of Ed?
It looked just like Ed, man. Yeah. Like he was out of like a 1920s, you know, black and white photograph.
Was he working on an airplane? Was it a Wright brother?
It might as well have been, but it was kind of like that era. It
looks
something.
Like a fucking Wright brother.
Yeah, it'll roll around again in my memory, so I've got it saved somewhere.
Yeah.
It looks just, to me, it looks like him.
Yeah, longtime listener. Multiple times he's been a guest on here. And yes. He's just an all-around good dude.
Bicycle mechanic extraordinaire and many other things.
And he is a man with many hats.
Yes.
And can fix anything. So if you need anything fixed ever, go to the spokesman downtown
Kingman,
Arizona.
And he's back in the proper place now where he was earlier on. Then
correct.
Came when back and he's... I got to take my bike, even though I'm not riding my bike lately. I got to ride my bike.
You should be riding your bike.
That's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. The audacity of you having a bike and not riding it. It's terrible. It's disgusting.
You got anything else, Joe?
You're going to turn 70 this year, aren't you?
This year, later, 71. I have several birthdays, multiple birthdays, 10 birthdays this year. Yeah. So, no, I'm not.
No, you're not turning 70.
No.
That's not true.
Not quite. Kind of far away from 70.
You are quite a ways from 70. You're actually turning 90. It's crazy.
I'm going the other way, getting younger and younger. What's the
Benjamin Button?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, the Benjamin Button disease. You're gonna be back in diapers soon.
I can't wait. Yeah.
Do you keep diapers in your plane if you go on a lot like a cross country trip?
I do not.
Do you keep a pee bottle in there?
I do not.
Do you have pee tubes in your plane?
I do not.
Like what?
A lot of glider pilots have those though.
Yeah.
And they have. There are pilots that do that. If they're gonna go on a like my plane, all out would be about what? How many? 80. You could fly 4 hours safely and still have plenty of fuel left.
You can plan around 4 hours. Like I can, if I can last 5 hours to Tucson and not have to pee. Like you can just kind of plan around it.
Now I do have, if I really really had to, I have gallon bags and then I have those puke things. From hospitals, that's my puke bags in the airplane that people have used before.
Oh, the emesis.
Yeah, they're like I have
thing.
A ring.
Yeah,
like a long thing.
They look like a Hulk condoms is what you used to call them because usually some of them are green. Most
they seal up pretty well. But I think you could. In fact, one of my friends used one of those one time on a not that long of a trip, but he really had to pee.
Yeah,
and I said I got one of them. Do you have anything? I'm not going to get in a barf bag. No, this is much better than that. And he goes, holy cow, that's a real serious.
And he peed while you were in the plane.
Yeah, while I was flying. Yeah.
Well, that's you're real intimate on planes.
It wasn't sexual or anything.
I'm not saying you have a piss fetish.
I didn't taste his pee to see if he was diabetic or anything.
Oh my God!
People
that's
would do that.
Fucking,
it would really taste your
yeah.
Okay,
not people, doctors.
Well, they're.
I mean,
people.
I'm
doctors
sure
there
are people. I'm sure there's people out there. I'm not trying to kink shame anyone. Please don't hashtag cancel.
So
me.
Does it? I'm just to briefly visit that. So it tastes sweeter.
Yeah, because there's sugar in it.
Okay.
There's undigested sugar. That's one of the reasons why your kidneys get shredded, and that's one of the first things to go with diabetics are their kidneys.
And that's why I can't
imagine crystalline sugar and what crystalline sugar does in the body.
Is that one reason why alcohol is bad for your it's bad for your liver.
It is bad for your liver. That's because it has to filter it out.
Yeah, but not your kidneys.
Well, cirrhosis of the liver can make your kidneys go bad because then your if your liver's not working, your kidneys have to pick up the slack.
Okay.
And you'll overtax your kidneys. Yes.
And we don't like taxes.
No, we do not like taxes, goddammit. Taxation is theft. Didn't you know that, Paul? I can't even say it with a straight face.
If you look at the definition of theft, the definition works. That's why people hang on to that so strongly.
Except that like the definition of theft is taking something from someone and not getting anything in return.
People can argue that they don't, enough.
They can argue it, but then they can also do that while texting and driving on roads that tax is paid for.
Well, if you look up, we could talk about that too during the non-break, of the actual definition of theft. I'm not backing these people up. I'm not saying that.
No, they're also, I know you're not, but they're also, it's like just a gross oversimplification. It's dumb. It's the price, taxes are the price you pay to live in a modern society.
We had I learned this was in the mid-'80s. We had a property tax here in Kingman in the mid-'80s, and they got rid of it.
Yeah.
And then our roads started getting really shitty for decades.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Yeah, it is kind of weird.
Yeah.
Not to get too deep in the political spectrum here.
No, that's not that deep at all. But that'll never come back. Anyway, there you have it.
Anyway, there you have it.
Are we gonna wrap it up?
I think we're gonna wrap it up because this is because we're so tired. This is not even good listening. And I apologize.
It's
folks.
Not good listening, but that's okay. We had a this is a sort of on the downward negative yuck we got from our Saturday that we
yes.
carved out. We were on a roll, and we got it cut. We got cut at the knees.
Definitely.
And then they were trying to recover here on this Tuesday. Is it Tuesday? It's Tuesday.
Yes.
And we're both tired. It's just bad timing. There's a bunch of stuff going on with you. There's a bunch of stuff going on with me. And that's it.
But we got a cat.
There's a cat sitting on the table.
And I temporarily have a dog at my house.
Yeah, this is supposed to be kind of a semi-loner temporary cat, and you have a... In the same kind of situation, dog.
Yeah, yeah.
So we have that in common.
Max. Max is a good dog, though. He's a cool dog. He's very quirky. He's not a desert dog.
Yeah.
He does not like the rocks.
Oh, he's not used to the rocks.
No, he's used to soft, like, Ohio stuff.
Ohio grass.
Yeah, grass.
In the yard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And dirt, not rocks.
Yeah. You know, we try to pass off our rocks as dirt.
It's really not. we have big rocks, and then we have smaller rocks. They have rocks that are ground into almost dirt, and those are still just smaller rocks.
They are.
And I feel bad for Max, because he's an old guy. He's 11.
Yeah, that's
kind of an older dog, and just all set in his ways, and he's getting real cantankerous. He's acting like every old fart I ever came across in the hospital.
Yeah.
Just, I do what I want to do when I want to do it, and if you don't like it, then get the fuck out of my way. Otherwise, I'm just going to be a pain in the ass.
So he's not sick or anything?
No, he's not sick. He's perfectly fucking healthy.
Okay.
He does have minor amount of arthritis, which, that's what the vet said, and that happened like 2 weeks after he got here. Mm. He started limping, and his paw swelled up, but he's in dog years, he's about 70.
Yeah.
He's going to have, he's like you. He's got a little bit of arthritis.
like, give me 10 more years, and I could run for president.
Oh, you got a little while to go for that, I'd say.
God.
I think you should run for president now.
Oh, God. I don't know what party I would choose.
Oh, man. I don't know. I think it'd be funny to see you try and run as a Democrat.
That would be funny.
You are just as an independent. Just like people.
That's the only one I would choose now.
Yeah, no, I get it, man.
And
I get it.
And don't get any traction.
None. Zero.
Anymore.
No.
So.
All right.
Is that it?
That's it, folks. Have a good week.
Thank God. Thank you.